Section 4. You will hear a lecture about marine life. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now, listen carefully to the talk and answer questions 31 to 40.
Good morning, everyone. As I'm sure you all remember, this term in Marine Biology 101, we've been working our way through all the different classes of animals that live in the ocean environments of the world. Well, in today's lecture, I'm going to introduce a fascinating group of animals called the cephalopods. As an example, I will focus on one member of the group, the octopus. First, I'll talk about the octopus in general, then I'll discuss a feature that makes them unique, namely, their intelligence. Finally, I'll describe some interesting traits that allow octopuses to adapt to diverse environments. Now, to begin, what is an octopus? As I mentioned, the octopus is one kind of cephalopod that can be found in ocean environments all over the world. They range in size from the giant Pacific octopus that can grow to 30 feet long to Octopus wolfi, which is less than an inch. All octopuses, however, have 8 tentacle-like arms, which are attached to their heads. How many different species of octopus do you think there are? 50? 100? In fact, there are at least 300 species of octopus. I say at least because some octopuses live so deep under the sea that we can't observe their environment very easily. So there may be more in the world that nobody has ever seen. Octopuses have a reputation for being curious. Indeed, Aristotle believed that octopuses were stupid because they would approach and investigate a human hand. Recently, many of you might have seen the video circulating online of a wild octopus that seems to be playing with a diver. What we know now is that these animals' curiosity about new things that appear in their environment is a sign of intelligence rather than stupidity. There is certainly plenty of evidence that they're intelligent. Experiments with octopuses at aquariums have shown that they can learn and remember. For example, if you repeatedly put an octopus in a tank of water with a hidden exit, it will go to the exit much faster the second time. They can be skillful escape artists. There are reports of captive octopuses leaving their tanks, walking across the floor, eating the crabs inside another tank, and then returning to their own tanks. Some octopuses can pull lids off containers to access food inside them, and one octopus even learned to press the top of a medicine bottle before turning it in order to open it. Some seem to open and dismantle things just for fun. Not all octopuses display the same skills with man-made objects, however. Just like people, they seem to have different personalities and abilities. What's more, in their own habitat, octopuses are intelligent enough to use tools. When they choose a place to use as a den, they often place rocks at the entrance, perhaps to hide it or to keep other animals from entering. One species of octopus, which lives in Indonesia, not only uses coconut shells to hide in, but also carries the coconut shells around with it just in case it needs them. This has amazed scientists because we believed only a few birds and mammals used tools. Now, let's move on to some of the traits that octopuses have that allows them to adapt to such a range of different environments. First, I want to talk about the Arctic octopus. As its name suggests, it lives in the coldest part of the Northern Hemisphere. How can they survive in such cold water? Well, what gives them this ability is their special blood. It's much better than ours at carrying oxygen in cold conditions. Interestingly, the substance in their blood that performs this role makes the blood blue in color. Octopuses are also known for producing clouds of dark ink. So, why do they do this? The main reason is as an escape mechanism. One way the ink works is by creating a kind of smoke screen in the form of a dark cloud that obscures predators' views and gives the octopus a chance to flee to safety. It is also thought that the ink can interfere with the sense of smell and taste and even irritate the skin or eyes of predators. Finally, Another trait that helps octopuses survive is their ability to change color. This enables them to become perfectly camouflaged in their environment. The mimic octopus even has the amazing ability to change its color and shape to resemble up to 15 different animals. Surprisingly, it seems to choose what animal to become based on what will frighten the specific predator that is attacking it. How the mimic octopus is able to do this is still a mystery. Next week, we'll continue with the life cycle of this fascinating animal.
That is the end of section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet. Please stop writing.